Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode number 48 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Big T, right here with you. And we have a special guest today, and we got a young upcoming talent. We got professional wrestler Mason Walls here with us tonight. How you doing, Mason?
I'm well. How are you? Thanks for having me, Todd. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm doing great and more than happy to have you here. I'm excited to learn a little bit about you and hear some of your story. What brought you here to the world of professional wrestling?
Definitely. This is my third podcast, so I'm a little excited about it. And any questions you have about, you know, the beginning of my career and anything like that, I'm here to answer. So go ahead, fire away, and I got you.
All right. Well, that's exactly where I was going to start. I was going to ask you, at what age did the inspiration strike you where you finally said to yourself, you know, this is it. I love pro wrestling. This is what I'm going to do with the rest of my life.
Okay. Well, this goes way back. Well, not way back. I'm not that old. It goes a little far back. Wrestling stumbled upon me in the year 2004. I think that was my turn of team. I remember just seeing it on TV. And, you know, it was SmackDown at back. Back then, I didn't have the cable, so, you know, we got the local channels, you know, here in Baltimore, Maryland. We got the local channels, and I was just one of those ones that ate onto the free TV type deal, you know what I mean? So, yeah, once I stumbled upon that, I just got hooked. Like, I was watching it. And, you know, I got really into it aside from wanting to horse around in the house with my brothers, you know, doing the same stuff that they did on TV. It just really like, brought me in the characters, the entrances, the fans, the people, the cheers, the boos, just the emotion, like everything had hooked me at a very young age. So once I started watching it, like I'm still a WWE watcher now until today. So from 2004 up to now, I've been watching for a very long time, and since then I said I have to at least like experience that, you know, that excitement, you know, the just everything that they did and everything that they brought to me. I want to see if I could bring it to somebody else one day, and I said I gotta try it. I gotta do it. I think I can do it. I mean, I wasn't completely sure when I was watching it, but I thought to myself, man, look, I gotta try it. I have to some way somehow. I have to get into it, and that's where I am today. Like, I went to a WWE show, I think it was Raw, in 2010. And it was a couple of people down at the arena here in Baltimore. A couple of indie guys passing out flyers. So when they were passing out the flyers, they passed me one. And that's when I first decided that I'm going to try to get into the business.
And you know what? I gotta tell you, it's, well, once, like I know just being a fan, you know, sitting in front of the TV and, watching it for the first time, I got sucked in, and you know, that's why I'm even here today, doing the reporting, and I gotta, yeah, wrestling will latch onto you like no other, and, I could see why you were inspired and why you wanted to give this a try, and when you got handed that pamphlet and, you know, you got handed that pamphlet and then you were looking at it, were you thinking, all right, I'm going to go to this place and I'm going to get trained and I'm going to try it out?
That was the exact thought. Here's my main. As soon as I got that flyer, because I've already made the decision a couple of years before. So, I started watching WWE in 2004, went to my first WWE Raw show in 2006. And then I tried to go to everyone that came here in Baltimore after. So I went to one in 2006, 7, 8, 9. And that's when I first stumbled upon the indie guys here in Maryland. Because I had no idea that we had anything like this in Maryland. Because, you know, I was so new. I'm just thinking like, you know, WWE, somehow, some way, I got to see it and get into it. But once that flyer got handed to me and I was in line, and this was the WWE in 2010, I made my decision. I said I had to do it. I had to come check it out. And that's exactly what I did.
Now, when you went in to check it out, and you got started on this journey, who trained you and what was training like when you first step into this world of professional wrestling? You gotta do that grind and do that training for the first time. Explain for us, what was the training like and who trained you?
Well, I trained at this place in Dundalk, Maryland, here in Baltimore, called Eastern Wrestling Association. The training was hard at first. Like, you know, the thing is, I started at the age of 20, like this December 2010 is when I first officially started. So at the age of 20. At the age of 20, I started training, and the first things I had to learn was the falls, the bumps, you know, getting used to something that you have never done in life, you know what I mean, which is intentionally make yourself fall down, just so you can learn the ins and outs of this business and like how to be, you know, a professional wrestler. So when I first took a bump, man, that crack, I said, wow, cause I was a lot, I mean, I'm a pretty much small frame guy. So at the age of 20, I was a lot smaller. So doing that was just like the worst.
Especially the first time.
man, the first time, man, it's just, it was hard. So like after the, I guess after my first few days of training, It was terrible because I was sore. Like, you know, I was like, wow, this is no joke. You know, not that I thought it was a joke in the beginning. It's just that, you know, maybe I just had a different mindset of where I was when I started training, when it started happening for real to me in real life. I'm like, I'm really inside of a ring. I'm really, you know, training to do this. And this stuff hurts. It does. You know, I mean, I remember one time I was trying to, and like I said, this is one of the other days. One time I was trying to get up out of the bed and I couldn't even move my neck up and down. Like, I don't know what type of bumping I was doing, but I think I was just very inexperienced because I just wasn't used to it at all. But at the same time, it wasn't something where it struck in my mind like, whether is this for me or not, this and the third. I was still determined to do it regardless. It's just that I'm like, I have to get used to this because, you know, this is a lifestyle that I'm going to pick. And if this lifestyle goes very successful, I could be high about it possibly. So I was just really determined to, you know, get it done, get it right, and just continue to progress over time.
And once you started progressing and you started going down that path and you felt yourself getting more comfortable, did you know, once you felt that comfort zone start just, you know, taking over you, where you're getting that comfort, did you just feel like, all right, I got it, we're going to do this, it's going to work out okay?
Well, to be honest, I had a crazy ride, a crazy transition to it because of life. I couldn't train as consistent as I wanted to. So like I said, I started in 2010, but I didn't really get started till 2015. So what had happened was from 2010 all the way up to 2015, I was on and off. Like I was going to training, stopping, coming back, stopping. So sometimes I train months on and then stop. Like I was on and off due to just life, jobs, I had a child, you know, in 2012. So a lot of things changed over my transition. But when I got back into it in September 2015, I kept it really consistent. And I'll say for now, I definitely got the hang of it. By 2015, I got the hang of it in general, as far as like, you know, bumps and stuff of that nature, learning to work matches and stuff and tell the stories and like, I really got it a lot more down pat than I had it then. So like I said, because of my crazy transition, my real time in professional wrestling kind of just happened. Like I said, I started in 2010, so I'll say I took my first bump in 2010 and trained for a few months, here and there, throughout that year, 11, 12, 13, 14, but 2015 is when I really, got it together till now. Like I've done so much since, 2015. Like I went to a few wrestling training seminars under Brutal Bob Evans of Ring of Honor. I've just done the Monster Factory under Danny Cage back in February. Like I feel like I'm really getting to learn this while doing those type of things, those extra ventures in addition to training.
Hi, I gotta ask you this question because I had a fellow wrestler from Ring of Honor on the show about a couple months back now. He's in Ring of Honor right now, but he was at the Monster Factory, Mr. Shaheem Ali. And he was telling me a few things about the Monster Factory and how much he enjoyed it. What was it like for you? Did you enjoy it down there at Monster Factory?
I enjoyed the time down there. Granted, they build monsters. It's called the Monster Factory for a reason. If you can't handle it, don't go there. Like, don't go there at all. The thing is, the training was very rigorous. That's how I can put it. The training is very rigorous. And I know Shaheem too as well. What's up, Shaheem? Shaheem will know. But, yeah, the training was, very, very, very rigorous. And that wasn't even my, training school, but it's just that I went there for, a super camp. Like I said, back in, February 24th and 25th. And I also got to perform on their, showcase show after the camp. But they do so much at the camp in addition to just learning the wrestling aspect. Like we did a whole lot of physical stuff. A whole lot of physical stuff, you know, from working out to learning, to learning all of the ins and outs of the Monster Factory and how they present their product. It was just, so physical, so demanding. Days there, it was only 2 days, but the days that were trained, that we trained all day, like, you know, at least for like 6-7 hours. And it was good. It's good. I took a lot from it too as well. And I definitely would love to go back and do another camp. Like I just missed the camp, due to me having, a booking somewhere else, but I would definitely do another Danny Cage Monster Factory camp. It was, beneficial to me.
That's great. That's great. And you know what? Shaheem, he pretty much, if I remember correctly, I think he pretty much brought the same outlook forward that you did. And, it sounds like a great place. You know, if young upcoming stars are cut out for it, if it's for them, it sounds like, Tryout Monster Factory. Yeah.
I agree. I completely agree.
Now I'm going to move on with you and I'm going to ask you, when did you wrestle in your first match, and when you finally did get the opportunity to wrestle in your first match, what was it like to step through that curtain and walk the aisle for the first time and get the reaction from the crowd and get that feel? Was it everything that you dreamed that it would be, or what was that like?
Well, the first time, I'll say the first official time that I got into wrestling in front of people was February 2016, I think February 19, 2016. I was at the school, EWA, Eastern Wrestling Association. We did a little pre-show, not very many people, probably about like a good 30 to 40 people were in our school, and we got to do a free show in front of them. And that was, I'll consider that like the debut of me being able to wrestle in front of people. So when we learned about that, and we also wrestled for our home promotion tag titles, me and my partner, Jeff Wayman. So we wrestled, two guys, one guy named Apollo Crews, who is an EWA veteran, and another guy by the name of Desert Storm, who's another EWA veteran as well. They were the tag team champions at the time. So when we learned that we were going to face them at that show, it was just nerve-wracking. Nerve-wracking until that day, and then that day comes, and it was just even worse. So it's just that, you know, the nervousness, just the man, it was a crazy feeling. Very crazy feeling. So was it everything that I thought it would be? I can say that yes, because once we came out, we were received so well by the crowd. Granted, you know, a lot of people came out to support us, personally, me and my partner, Jeff Wayne. It was just, as soon as we came through, just hearing all the screams and the cheers, and this is our first one too on top of, so it was just a lot of mixed feelings and a lot of energy. So we put on a successful match that we also won as well.
Nice.
That came match at that, but we also won it. And once we won, I just remember hearing the loudest pop in the.
That had to be a great feeling.
It was just it was a phenomenal feeling. Like, you know, I can't explain it. Like, the thing is, I'm a lot better now than I was, like, going into that first match, but my thing is I'm always nervous before I come out. I don't know why, it's just that nervous energy, I think. I don't know what it is. I have no idea, but it still happens now. Like, I mean, I wrestle a lot more fluently and a lot more consistently, and I still get nervous. Like, this is my first time.
It's like a mixture between nerves and butterflies and, you know, all kinds of stuff just mixed together.
Man, it's just a whole bunch of mixed feelings. That's the best way I can explain it right now. Just a bunch of mixed feelings. You don't know what's going to happen. How will you be received? All you can worry about is doing the best you can, pretty much.
And that's the perfect outlook to have. It yes. really is.
Indeed.
Well, after going through your first match and, you know, getting that big pop, getting that phenomenal feeling that, you know, that you've been looking for and that you wanted to succeed, and you got it. You won your first match. Going forward, what are some of the most memorable matches that you have had? I'm assuming probably your first one that you just spoke of, and are there any other favorites that you have on your list?
Well, I don't have as much as I would like to have a ton of more matches. My regular lifestyle doesn't go for it right this second. But out of all of the matches that I do have, though, as well, I just started to have some singles matches that I've been very pleased with lately. I wrestle at this place in Hazleton, PA called The Sanctuary. That's ran by a guy named John Patrick Trotsky. Good guy right there. Just had a singles match last week. I feel like that one, and it was against a guy named Chillian McMurphy. I feel like that one was the best one I had as far as story-wise, like telling the story or trying to tell a story. Story-wise, I feel like that's one of the best matches that I have. It's on my YouTube page. I urge everyone to follow me on YouTube. Mason Wall, subscribe, please. I have a few videos that you guys can check out. But yes, I feel like that one was one of the best ones I had. I had one a week before that against a guy named Kenny Bangle, another singles match, and I feel like that one was very good as well, storytelling and all. I feel like I'm now getting a lot better. The more, like I said, the more consistent I wrestle, I get a lot better. So I have that match against Killian McMurphy, the match against Kenny Bangle, which was a good one. I also have another match there at the Sanctuary 2 as well. It's on my YouTube page. A match against Jamie Senegal. That is another great guy, great talent. And we had a one-on-one. I felt like we killed it. So those three matches right there, I feel like they're the most memorable right this sec. Like, everything I do is memorable. But if you ask me, those are the ones that stick out the most right this second.
Hey, you know what? That's totally fine, and it sounds like some exciting matches. I'll have to check out your YouTube. I wanna take a look at some of the stuff you got and take a look at your work.
Yes, I agree.
Now, did you start off as a tag team guy?
Yes, that's where it all started. When I started back training consistently at the EWA in 2015, I was paired off with this guy named Jeff Wayman for tag team because they felt like we had a similar look, we had a similar style, and I mean we looked good together as a team. So that's what that was right there. So looking like a team, we started the team thing, and I mean I was all for it. I was all for anything to better myself, whether it be just me or whether it be a team. Like, I'm just all for the challenge because I love pro wrestling, so.
Yep. And I was going to ask you, because I'm curious, and I'm sure people listening are a little curious. Now, for you starting off as a tag, you know, in a tag team, of course you had fun and it was great. And now you're, you know, working a few singles matches and getting, getting the feel of wrestling, you know, on your own out of a team. Do you prefer one or the other, or, you know, do you love them both the same? That's the first part of the question. And the second part of the question would be, how different of an animal is it, tag team wrestling compared to singles wrestling?
Well, I put it to you like this. I love both tag team and singles. I'll go ahead and categorize it. I love singles versus tag team right now because of my experience, to be honest with you. The experience with my tag team was, it's pretty cool. Like, my tag team, hasn't ended, but at the same time, I can see it's slowly but surely going down that route because I'm doing my own thing over here. And, my partner's, he's booked with me when we have to do shows here in, Maryland, but he's not really working, anywhere else per se. So like right now I do a lot more work and I do a lot more work on my own. And I also have, I'm also tag teaming in another place in, Pennsylvania called, WXWC4 ran by, Samu with the, NOIE family. So I'm tag teaming up there as well, but not with him. So it's like my career is going, is doing a lot of different things right this second, like here in Maryland at Jeff Wayland. Up there in PA, WXW, C4, I tagged with, a guy, TJ Sykes, who was, one of my head trainers at EWA. Good guy right there. And, another guy called BJ Walker. That's a good guy up WXW, C4. I tagged with those two and what do you call that? We're a trio. We're,
Oh, yeah, like the Shield pretty much, you know, you got the trio going.
Yeah, we're the trio up at WXWC4. So, like I said, I'm doing a lot of different things. And then, the place in, Hazleton, PA, the Sanctuary, I just pretty much do my own thing there. Now, me and Jeff Wayman tagged one time at the Sanctuary and I felt like we had a pretty, successful match as a tag team there. But, that's the only time we have been up there, you know. And, he has a different schedule than mine, so I can't fault him for that. But, you know, at the same time, I'm still out here trying to, you know, work as much as I can to get to the top. So, what was that second question again? Cause I want to make sure I answered that one too.
Oh, the second question is how much of a different animal is it from tag team wrestling compared to, singles wrestling?
I put it to you like this. When you're in a singles match, everything just weighs on you. So it's just like, it's up to you how good you did. You know, and whereas a tag team, you can be great as a team, but at the same time, if both of you aren't on the same page, it's going to show, which means that it can take away from you. And that's my opinion. You know, like for tag teams, you know, two people need to be in sync, and that's my opinion. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it seemed like my singles have been greater than my tag teams. Like, if you go on my YouTube page and, watch my, singles matches versus my tag team matches, you'll probably be able to see the difference. And that's why I kind of sort of right now, even though I haven't been doing this long. I haven't been in the business too long. A year can change, almost a year and a half. That's about it. But at the same time, I've done, so many things already where so I can defer the two, especially from tag team and singles. So, like I said, if you look up my page, you can definitely see that I probably thrive more in singles than I do in tag team.
I'll definitely look into it. I want to see how, your matches go and, you know, what your work is like. I'll definitely be on there checking it out. And I urge the audience listening to us right now to, do the same.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
And I gotta say, Mason, you know, it sounds like you are on the road to, success. You know, you're getting started. You've been through the tag team part of it. You're still doing the tag team part of it. And now you're working on that singles run. And so far, in the year and change that you've been wrestling, Have you had the taste of championship gold or been in a championship match as of yet? Or are you still chasing that part of it?
Well, for my own promotion, I've been in, just at our school, that is, cause we do, or we did, cause I'm currently not, working for the EWA anymore. So when I was there, like I said, the first match that, me and my partner Jeff Wayman had, we fought for the tag titles at our school in front of people. So that, I'll consider that, you know, that was a championship match, but, we weren't able to win that one. And I also had a, one-on-one match with a guy named, Pat Anthony, also at the school, for the Maryland title. And that was a one-on-one match. My partner couldn't make it to that show. So I actually ended up in the singles competition. And that was last summer. I think it was in June. Last summer in June. So that is the only two times that I can, remember vying for a title, pretty much. And, as far as, you know, having any championships yet, I have none yet, but I'm cool with that, because the thing is, I'm really focused on my craft right now. Like all that other stuff, it'll come in due time if you work hard for it and if you deserve it. That's how I feel about it. I have a good work ethic, and I just want to, you know, continue to work on my craft and make sure it's as top notch as it can be. I want to be able to hang in the ring with legendary people, you know, one day, like very legendary people. So I'm just, you know, fighting to get better. That's about it. So if the question is, am I, you know, interested in being a title holder? I mean, you know, I think that's everybody's dream at one point, because, you know, we watch WWE and also we see people who are champions, and you, of course, everyone wants to be a champion. But as of right now, I just want to earn the right to be called a champion.
I love it. I love your attitude. I love your outlook. I love how, you know, you're looking, the way you're looking forward to the future of, you know, of your career. You know, you don't want to go in there and just get a championship for the sake of getting a championship. You want to build up your craft, and you want to earn that, and I respect that tremendously.
Right, correct. I want to earn it and feel like, hey, you earned it, you fought for it, this is, that's my win. Because anything other than that, it's not going to be a great feeling, it's going to be less of a feeling. Like, you know, this is just here because someone's out, or we're short, or whatever the case. Like, I don't want it that way at all. Like, I want to earn it, and literally earn it.
And you know what? I think you're on the right path, because you already earned a couple of title shots, you know, within your first year, which is very impressive. And, you know, now leading into, you know, you're in your second year right now, and it's only onward and upward from here.
Yes, sir. I agree. I definitely agree. So, like I said, I'm just fighting to get better, trying to perfect my craft, and just keep moving forward. That's the only thing I can do. Keep moving forward, and whatever comes down the road, it comes. I'll be ready for it.
Now I got a couple interesting questions here to close us out. this is like a two-part question right here. If you had to choose a dream opponent, I'm talking any superstar, you know, whether they be alive or passed on, or, you know, any superstar or any wrestler that has ever graced a wrestling ring, if you had to choose one to have a dream match with, who would it be? And the second part to the question is, out of anybody that is wrestling in the world today, you know, on the active rosters of all these different promotions throughout the world today, who would you want to wrestle against?
Okay, so the first part is about any wrestler in the world, dead or alive, dream opponent, right? The first question.
Yep.
Dream opponent. You really going to get me thinking on that one. You know what's funny? I never really get asked that question. So my thing is, I tend not to think about it, because I'm always thinking about where I am in my career and how much more work I need to go to be solidified. So just I'm just gonna think on it for a second. But of course, I play a lot of wrestling games and stuff like that, so it's not very, very hard to say who a dream opponent would be. Like, who would I think I'd never see myself in the ring with? But I'd say, in my opinion, a dream opponent, I think I have chances, but I'm kind of an underdog type of dude, so my dream opponent, it might seem a little crazy out of all the wrestlers in the world. But I'm picking this one because the thing is, I feel like it could happen, but it'll still be some time before I can actually work up to get to that level. But I actually would love to face Shelton Benjamin.
Nice.
I would love to face Shelton Benjamin. The thing is, a match of mine, of his, that got me hooked onto him big, was Shelton Benjamin versus Shawn Michaels on Raw 2005. That was like a pay-per-view quality match. And I felt like he hung great with a legend like Shawn Michaels. So, you know, in my head, like, I feel like Shawn Benjamin, he never really, in my opinion, I feel like he never really got the credit he deserved for that one. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, I feel like I would love to, you know, put on another clinic like him and Shawn Michaels did. Because I know he can hang, I know he can go. And when I work myself up to that point, Shelton Benjamin, I will be coming for you. Trust and believe. Shelton Benjamin, dream match, because he's an incredible worker. He definitely works his ass off. Like, I've seen it. I've, followed some of his career when he was in WWE and some stuff he did on the indies after WWE. He definitely is a workaholic, and he likes to try to steal the spotlight when he's in certain matches. Like, I remember a couple of ladder in the bank matches that he's always stolen so far. Never got the opportunity, but, you know, he's still the show in my opinion. So that's just a guy, like a dream opponent I would love to get in the ring with.
And he's a great talent. He really is. I've followed his whole career, and that's a good choice. You know, I really do like that choice. Shelton Benjamin, he's a great, great talent.
Yeah, like I said, I'm an underdog type of dude. Thing is, like, you know, the guys that I felt like, you know, should have had that opportunity, and I'm just like, you know, I'm all for those guys. I mean, it's easy for anybody to say, oh, I would love to, for a dream opponent, I would love to wrestle Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Undertaker, you know, go even further back, like, you know, Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior. You know, it's easy for people to make those decisions. I'm making the decision based on what I see, what I feel, and how I feel about it. So, you know, other people may disagree with me on a dream opponent being Shelton Benjamin, but I feel like it's a dream to me. It's a dream to even be in professional wrestling and to be living it. So that's who I choose.
Actually, you know, you covered both parts of the question with one answer, because I know the other part of the question was, you know, anybody that's wrestling on the, you know, the circuit today in any promotions, who would you choose? But I believe Shelton Benjamin, he's still out there working the circuits, isn't he?
He just worked a promotion in New York called, I think it's called Recombination Wrestling. He just worked with a guy that was at the Monster Factory Super Camp with a guy named Mike Orlando. He also was formerly worked he was Longest Reigning Sanctuary Champion. So he just worked Shelton Benjamin. So because I already bumped into Mike Orlando a few times, I feel like Shelton Benjamin is pretty close to me in a way. If that makes any sense.
Oh, it makes sense. It does.
You know, if I can bump into Mike Orlando, why can't I bump into Shelton Benjamin? So it like, you don't make sense to me. Like, and they just worked each other last Friday or last Saturday. It just happened. So, you know, he was just in New York. I'm in Baltimore. They only go so far away. I can reach Shelton Benjamin. I just have to get myself up to that point and see who would be interested in booking the match.
Hey, you know what? It might happen. And if it does, yeah.
I definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it.
And my final question here for you.
Yes, sir.
Is this is another one that might fall into a two-parter, but you might answer it all in one fell swoop.
Try my best.
what is your main goal, and what does the future hold for Mason Walls, and what is your main goal that you want to come out of this once you perfect your craft and you earn your way, you know, earn your stripes in the wrestling business? What is your end goal that you want to happen throughout your whole entire career, and what does the future hold for you?
I feel like the future holds a lot for me. If I'm willing to work towards it, I think the future has a tremendous amount for me. That's my opinion. So my thing is, with the work ethic that I'm displaying now, you know, there's almost no limit to it, you know. But the end goal, end game for me, for Mason Walls, I just want to become a household name. Like, I just want to earn, like you said, earn your stripes. I want to work hard, earn my stripes. I want people to want me to be at their promotion. Like, and I'm talking all over the world, because this world is big. You know, even though I've only wrestled in a couple of states, I noticed that from those couple of states, this world is pretty big. So, you know, how great would it be for Mason Walls to be in the UK, or to be in Mexico, or to be in Germany? You know, like, it's, and I feel like I want to touch a lot of corners, a lot of spots, a lot of places and stuff like that. Like, when I do, that is, I'm just going to, you know, work it to the best of my abilities and become that household name that I want to be. Like I said, I'm going to bust my tail until I get there. All of these things I've been doing now, but I feel like working, I feel like I need to work 100 times harder, 100 times smarter, 100 times better, so that I can get to that point where I want to be. Right now, I've been in here a little bit of time, but I don't want to be one of those guys that make it after 10, 12 years. You know, I want to put all of that and try to reduce the time on that. Like, I want to try to make it in the next 2 years. Like, I want to put a lot on myself. You know, scratch and claw, and people can see that I actually want this. Like, I actually need this. So, like I said, the end goal for me, end game, just to be a household name everywhere, for people to want me everywhere, because I am that, you know, that good of a worker, that good of a guy that they would want to put on their card, that good of a guy that they would want world champion, things of that nature.
I love the answer. I've heard that answer from, you know, some guys before. I've also heard, you know, from some guys, you know, throughout my years of talking, you know, and talking to different people in the business. There's some people that feel that WWE is, you know, is the end game, that's the main goal, you know, that they're at the top. You know, once you're there, you can't go any higher. But
I didn't say anything about WWE. If WWE is on the path while I'm sitting here busting my tail and I get that call, why not? Of course, everyone will want to work for WWE. It's the biggest, you know, it's the biggest company here in the United States. Why not?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not, like, in my mind, because I'm now learning the business a little bit more, it is definitely not the end game. Like, it can be the end game.
And I love that answer. I love the viewpoint to it, because you're out there in this world of professional wrestling where you hear some people say, oh, you know, the world is small, you know, WWE hasn't monopolized, you know, they're like the only pro company you can go to. But that's not the case. I have the same feelings that you have. You know, there's a big world out there. There's a lot of promotions, and you know, for you to say that you want to earn your stripes and go out there and have everybody want you to be a part of their promotion, outlook to have, man.
Exactly. And it would be the greatest feeling in the world, because you get to, you know, sit back and watch all that work you've done. You know, by sitting here having your phone going off about this, that, and the third, once you hear, and it's just like, wow, man, it's not day. But it's like, you know, to be wanted this much and this heavy and stuff like that, and to have worked up to that point, it would be the greatest feeling ever, you know. Like, I just, right before doing this interview, I was watching a lot of stuff on YouTube, just, you know, random stuff, a lot of random stuff. And I'm just looking like, man, this guy probably worked really hard to get to this point. Like, you know, I just see plenty of guys out here and I'm thinking like, this road is not easy at all. But when I watched the stuff that I did, like I was watching, the highlights of WrestleCon, and, I was that, you know, WrestleCon had a lot of great names there that weekend. Like, WrestleMania weekend, Florida was popping. Florida was probably overpopulated. That's what I think, especially in the wrestling world, you know.
Oh, it was amazing, man. I was down there.
Oh, wow. See, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. I wasn't down there, and guess what I'm thinking now? I should have went down there on my dollar, on my dime, just because. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know what could have happened. I should have just went down there just because. Because the thing is, it seemed like Florida that weekend or spending weekend was just the place to be. If you're not there, then you're going to miss out. And for some reason, I missed out on this opportunity, but I bet money I won't miss out on that opportunity again like that.
Hey, New Orleans 2018, I'm planning on going down there. Maybe end up going down there and I'll see you there.
Definitely. I look forward to it. Definitely.
Well, Mason, you definitely told a great story. I know I'm rooting for you, and I wish you nothing but success. And I have no doubt that you'll capture that success and have a great career. And I hope that there's some time down the road, you know, maybe even not too long down the road, where you can come back and on the show and talk to us a little bit more, because I really enjoyed it. I see a few things here on on the live stream as we're going live, just from people interacting. I mean, this is a great conversation, and I'd love to have you back to do it again.
Yes, sir. Definitely, Todd. I had a great time on your podcast. This is actually only my third podcast, so, you know, of course, I feel honored, like I said in the beginning, that, you know, anyone wants to reach out to a hardworking indie guy like myself, you know, who hasn't really made any real waves yet, but you notice. So I appreciate you having me on, and I'll definitely be back again, because this was great. This was a great experience, and I really thank you for it, Todd. Appreciate it much, man.
Hey, I appreciate having you here, and I want to turn the floor to you off the air. Do you have anything, any upcoming dates or anything that you'd like to promote, or any social media outlets, a website, anything that you want to promote? Go right ahead. The floor is yours.
I appreciate it. All right. Right now, where you can catch Mason Walls next weekend, the next weekend coming up, May 5th, 6th, and 7th. I'll be in Pennsylvania the whole entire weekend. May 5th, I'll be at the Sanctuary Stunt Studios in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. 7th, I'll be at WXWC4. So that's where you can catch me. People follow me on Facebook, type in Mason Walls. Request me. I still have plenty of room left for friends, so just request away on that note. Twitter, I definitely need a lot more followers on Twitter, so everyone follow me on Twitter at MasonWalls90. You can find me on Twitter at MasonWalls90. I'm on Instagram at MasonWalls91090, which happens to be my birthday, 9-10-90. 9 times 10 equals 90. It's a good way of, Instagram, Mason Walls, 91090. And, on YouTube, just type in Mason Walls and subscribe. Watch my stuff. Give me some views, guys, please. I'm appreciative of all. I follow back on everything. I accept friend requests, and, I'm a good guy in general. So please, people, request, follow, like, share, and I definitely would appreciate it all.
You know what? When I got some time, you know, and I'm not too busy with the show, I might kick back, relax, and pop up one of your matches on YouTube and do like a live commentary to it even.
Please do, Todd. That would help me out a whole lot. I definitely would appreciate that too as well. Definitely. So pick something good that'll catch your eye, that you'll get into, and go ahead and have a good time with it.
I was just gonna ask you, do you have a match me that you'd like to hear me call?
Okay. Let's see. you to, I'd like for you to call one of my one-on-one match, me versus, Jamie Senegal. That match right there, I would definitely like for you to call, cause I felt like it was a pretty good match. I don't know if it stole the show, but if it did, me versus Jamie Senegal, that's a good match for you to, definitely commentate on. I would appreciate it because he has a great character. You know, so I can see you, definitely commentating some good stuff on that.
Okay, perfect. What I can do is then within the next, hopefully the next week or two when I got some downtime, I can, I'll search up the match. I'll come on here and do a live stream and, do some commentary for it, and I'll give you a heads up when I'm about to do it and it's uploaded and everything too.
Appreciate it, Todd. Definitely. I appreciate it, brother.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate your time. I hope I didn't keep you too long or too overtime here, but
right, always have time to do stuff like this, man. It's all good.
But let me with the audience that I'm on live with, and I'll just put you, just hold on the line while I sign off with everybody, and then I'll be back on the phone with you in a second. But do you have any last words that you would like to say before I sign off?
Like I said, I put all my social media and everything out there like that. If you want to keep up with Mason Walls, follow Mason Walls. Just hit me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and keep up with new people. Like, this is a journey that I'm on right now, and I have a lot of good places to go, trust and believe. So keep up with me, follow me on all those sites.
All right, perfect. You go ahead and do that, people. Just what Mason said. I will go through all of his social media and YouTube, and I'll try to gather the links and put them in the description for you guys so you could click on them right here in this video. And it'll take you right to him. And Mason, I want to say again, I appreciate your time and thank you for being on the show today. And hang on the line. I will be right back with you in a second. Let me just sign off with the audience here. So
likewise, Todd. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode number 48 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for Wednesday, April 26, 2017. You guys, I hope you enjoy this. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Let's get those likes going too. Leave your comments. Let me know what you thought of this, this video and this podcast. And, I will be back on with you guys sometime very soon for episode number 49. But this has been episode number 48 of the Beyond the Ring of Big T Wrestling Podcast. A big thank you to Mason Walls for being here. And we will talk to y'all very soon. Take care. I love you all. Good night, everybody.